Welcome to the Keeping Up Appearances podcast.
You were very close. You were like, whoa, 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 whoa,
oh, whoa, whoa.
What should I say about being a 24-25 season or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it is, yeah.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that. So we are back for the 24-25 season with our first episode. We've had a good summer, a successful summer for the podcast, some might say. Others might not.
I was going to disagree with the account.
Well, we had our first ever charity game, first of many, we hope. We'll be all over those here next year, all over them.
Not for Michael Tosh, anyway.
Yeah, he'll be in. Done himself huge favours. Yes, him and the kids will be devouring club in a stadium near you. All for charity, of course.
Pick up the bed where it matters.
Yeah, they're in the house, I'm sure. But no, that was obviously a great experience. We met some good people down on that day. So we're hoping that we'll be able to get some of them on the podcast this season.
We met some bad people as well.
Yeah, but you can't say that, Sean. You can't upset the apple cart.
Hashtag Brady's the worst fella ever.
I quite like him.
There's your content.
I want to have one of them. I have no idea who he is. Misfits boxing matches against Mashtag. Idiot.
I'll go against Mashtag, I'll go against Khaled Dragon.
Shout out to Khaled Dragon and Security Chris as well. They
legends.
Yeah, some good guys. And yeah, hopefully we're involved in some of them next year as well. Yeah, it's just a boss day all around, really. Good to meet people, and now we managed to get some good little videos too. So, yeah, we enjoyed it. And obviously, we had our Euros, our special Euros podcasts, which I think were fun. Did we do one after the final or not?
Nah,
Spain won.
Did he? Were you made up with that ball?
Yeah, thrilled.
Thought you might have been.
Joel, not even thrilled, just relieved.
I think you should try just to not care a bit more, Bob. Like, do you know, for someone who doesn't care about England, you care a lot about England.
Nah, bollocks.
Yeah, that one.
Who had the introduction in the Bob swearing bingo?
I said hello before and he swore at me.
But nah, yeah, we had a good summer for the podcast and we managed to build a bit of our social media and we're trying with the content. So, yeah, as we said in the introduction, please head over to them and support us, comment, like, share. Subscribe, do all that your mates know. Yeah, hopefully we'll be coming with more videos and stuff throughout the season, so keep an eye out for that. But yeah, shall we dive straight into Keeping Up Appearances, the game that we trialled over the Euros podcast? If you didn't listen, Tosh will explain the rules.
Oh, I didn't bat that one last time.
and if you did listen to the Euros podcast, Tosh will
don't
explain
listen
the rules
to Tosh.
Of the game.
Yeah.
We updated 96%. I don't know. I could be doing this with my mic in about 5 minutes. So I'll give this 1 minute. If it doesn't change from 96%, I'll do it on here.
Do you want to practice the?
I practiced when all like the stuttering starts and it's got to go straight into these things.
Turns into Gareth Gate.
Sean practiced and saying Sean O'Hara that got him going. He didn't recover for 4 weeks last season.
He's only just stopped laughing at himself yesterday.
Isn't it mad as well that like. It's this episode last year, around this time last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When we started.
When you failed to click record.
But I didn't. It was a group failure, that one.
No, it was all your fault.
If anyone listens to that, it was a huge failure for everyone involved.
Apart from me.
We were recording for about 5 hours. And none of it's ever been heard.
With about an hour and a half prep as well.
Yeah, setting up the chairs properly.
well, experience, weren't it?
Yeah, and look where we are now.
Look at us now, eh?
Yeah, I know. God, top of the world.
Got a great studio.
Tosh has got a mic up beating. That tells you all you need to know about our podcast and where it's going.
Yeah, that's true. That mic is all a metaphor you need.
Okay, cheers, Callum. As Callum mentioned then, we're going to be looking at a new game we trialled during the Euros. So for anyone who didn't listen, it's called Keep Up Appearances. And the premise is basically I will give the lads a topic and they'll keep having to name one of the topic until one person's left standing. The winner each week will get two goes at our Keeping Up Appearances game at the end. So the prize, the stakes couldn't be higher, really. This week then, so I'm going to be the person who picks the topic the first week. And the topic I'm going for, I was trying to pick one to do with the start of a season. Obviously, with the weekend, by the time you're listening, the season will be starting on that day, hopefully, that weekend anyway. This season, there are no teams that have come up who've never been in the Premier League before. But what I'm going to look for is the most recent 15 teams that have been promoted for the first time ever to the Premier League. So their first appearance in the Premier League. So say, for example, if Ipswich had never been in the Premier League before and they'd just been promoted, that would be the first year in the Premier League. So it's the 15 most recent teams to make the debut in the Premier League, basically. I will give you that it goes back to 2003 for the 15 most recent sides. Is everyone clear on what I mean by that?
Yes.
I will go with... Yeah, well, again, there should be lots of easy ones, though, really. So, obviously, starting Premier League 1992. We'll go with the order on my screen, which is Bob, Sean, and then Callum. Bob.
Luton Town. Nice and easy to start with.
The most recent new team.
Sean. Bournemouth.
Correct.
Burnley.
Correct.
Brentford.
Correct. What was if we get all 15?
Not
I could go back further. Yeah, go on.
Honestly, I feel like I'm out here. My head's gone.
I can't even remember what.
Luton, Brentford, Bournemouth and Burnley have been said. Have a guess, Sean. There's a good chance.
Wigan.
Correct. But like not... I think they're there... 13th most recent, so to give a bit of a guideline. Callum?
Brighton.
Correct.
Bollocks. Stoke City.
Correct.
Honestly, I might be out.
Cal looks like he's having a mental breakdown there.
I will go for... Norwich.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I knew it would be.
They were up fairly early, weren't they?
Yeah, I know. I just, all teams had left me head.
I think they're quite, I know you knew they were early, but like they weren't up for a long time. I think the time they came back up, that would have been a good guess, if you know what I mean. If that makes sense, the first time they'd been up for a while.
Yeah.
That would have been within the time frame. Go on then, Callum.
What did you say the year was that it was
2002? Three. Season beginning 2003, I think.
Right.
Good stall in here, Cal.
I've got between one and two teams. I'll go with West Brom.
They were actually the last team before that, so they're actually not. They were the 16th team. They were the season before.
Were they actually? Were
yeah.
No, Cal, you can't have another go now.
Go on, Bob. Do you want to pick one to win?
Swansea.
Correct, Bob champion.
Cardiff. Technically, yeah. Bob had already won anyway.
Yeah, yeah, but I just wanted to... He wanted to seal the victory in style. Yeah. He didn't want to be...
Fair play to him.
Was Sheffield United won? No.
No, again, they were up earlier.
Were they? I didn't know that.
They were up in the year... There was a year we nearly went down. They were like in the middle of that, I think, as well. I might be wrong on that. Do you want to guess a couple more now you've had a bit more time?
So Cardiff will be one then.
Cardiff were one.
Cardiff, Swansea.
Fulham won.
No, they were not long before as well, though. They might have been a year or two before West Brom. There's one who were up about 5 years ago, stayed for a couple of years. Don't really know how to give them.
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth were the 15th team.
Oh. I was going to say them. I thought they'd be way a bit too early.
No, they were them and West Brom came up the same season. Oh no, sorry, them and Wolves were the other one came up the same season.
So Wolves would have been as well.
Yeah, Wolves would have been correct.
In my head, I discounted all them teams. So they're not in the Prem anymore. This team now.
There's three left now. No, none of them are in the Premier League. Two of them might be in League One, actually. I mean, no, I can't really give them clues, to be honest. Huddersfield.
Oh. Ah. Whoa. Give us a chance to get two of them.
Huddersfield Town.
Yeah, correct. Well done. One of them was up just for 1 year. Quite a memorable season type thing. Of a street. Yeah, good.
Oh, nice.
The other one have been up probably about three times. They've been up and down a few times. Big shock when they first came up, but sort of stuck about for a bit, and then, well, a year, and then they've been back, I reckon, maybe twice, but not for about, again, probably 7-8 years. I'm trying to think.
What colour did he wear?
Name a street, don't forget, player.
We've had one of them has been on a marooned five.
I don't know if he said it.
QPR. Oh, no, it's not QPR.
It is.
Oh, well done.
Good show, yeah.
I want to say Dean Windass.
Mole Rodel.
And I've made mistakes.
That's mistakes.
Ah, well done, Bob.
Yeah, good one. So Bob wins that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I was trying to do something first. The other one I was thinking of was, but I thought it was too Everton, but I was going to say, like, pick the most 15 most recent people to have scored first game of the season for Everton, but I thought a bit too Everton centric for all our other fans. All right then. Probably all Everton fans anyway. They'd love that. Right then, so moving straight to M5 then. God, I'm doing a lot of talking so far. So, for any new listeners, hopefully, M5 is Maroon Show for Marooned 5, and it's our feature where we pick a topic each week and we all select a person, a player, a team, or a moment for that we think best fits that topic, and we all then vote. We vote, or you vote on X, and one of them gets sent to the island to be marooned. Okay, you'll get the idea once you've listened for a couple of minutes. The first one we're going to go for this week, so our topic is actually going to be best fights. And the reason we're doing that is it is 50 years, it was 50 years on last Saturday that Kevin Keegan and Billy Bremner were both sent off in their charity shield, as it was back then, for fighting. I think Johnny Giles had also punched Kevin Keegan in that same sort of incident. And there. So, yeah, I think that's one of the most famous football fights at the time. It was a big sort of thing. They were both banned for about 12 matches, I think. So I think that's a very famous fight. And we're all going to now suggest our favourite or what we think is the best fight. Does anyone want to go first?
Right, go on and I'll go first, Tosh.
Thanks, Sean.
So the fight in question for me, in fact, before we start, can I just check, is anyone doing Bowie and Dyer?
Don't think, well, I actually don't know what Bob's doing.
Is that actually mad if no one is?
Is that two on the nose? Surprised Callum didn't go for that one.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Dad. The fight I'm going for is one that I'd say is probably a lot of people are aware of. It's very much in, like, the, I don't know if the right phrase is, the football zeitgeist. It's very memeable, my fight. Famous for probably the people involved in it and how almost in their own way, lots of them are cult heroes. But it's also one of those fights where we're lucky enough to have it on camera, recorded on YouTube forever. So it's kind of like one of those things that Everton fell into place. And the fight in question for me is between famous hard man / horrible rat Kevin Muscat and Paddy Kenny, everyone's favourite big fat goalie. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure everyone listening has probably seen the footage. Everyone's probably seen the Warnock documentary. But it's one of those fights where yeah, it's almost too good to be true for a Northeast football fan when you think of the people involved. And if you watch it back, I think it's a night game between Sheffield United and Millwall. Neil Warnock is manager of Sheffield United. Dennis Wise, manager of Millwall. And as Dennis Wise's teams often would, things would get a bit tasty, particularly when the captain was Kevin Muscat, who was, as I said, known as one of the most horrible men in football. And I think he was just getting a bit wily on the pitch, to which in the past when I've watched an interview with Paddy Kenny on Under the Cosh, he said he went up to Muscat in the tunnel and just said, "Oi, yeah, you pick on someone your own size, you." To which Muscat turned around and just headbutted him. It's just great. So on the footage on YouTube, that's just in like the distance, you can't see it. All you see is the scuffle kind of thing and all the cameras and everyone's running towards it. And then next thing you know, they're back in the changes. Neil Warnock's giving his team talk and he's saying, you know, that Muscat, he wants a reaction. We're not going to give him it because we're proper footballers. He's horrible. Him. At no point in any of this after the fight has he noticed that Paddy Kenny's been nutted in the face and he's got a big black eye. So that's news to him. And then, yeah, it turns out Muscat and Paddy Kenny both get sent off. But Sheffield United go on to win the game after some heroics from Phil Jagielka in Sheffield United's goal. And then probably the most memeable part is Warnock's reaction to the Millwall players, of all people, as they're walking off defeated in many ways. And he tells quite a few individually, serves you right, that for Muscat, just for playing with them, just for having the goal to be on the same team as him, that serves you right, that. So yeah, I think that fight in itself, that probably happened loads back in the day, like little scuffles in the tunnel and that, especially with like down in divisions, championship and that, but all like that type of player probably happened all the time. But based on the fact the cameras are there is one thing, but then Neil Warnock just kind of
being a comedy character.
He's being a hero, has made it to the point that now, 20 years later, we're still talking about it and it's still funny. So for that reason, I reckon that fight is more legendary, more iconic than any other. So that's my shout.
Yeah, fair play.
I think it's definitely, as you say, it's definitely made better by Warnock and like the subsequent like memes that have come from.
Exactly.
That's so funny. At the end of that, he's saying, "Serves you right there." They're always walking off.
he won the game. All his players are buzzing and he's just picking out all the Millwall players.
He's like shaking hands with them though, and he's saying,
"Blake, the bit I don't know, I haven't actually seen the documentary. I've just seen, obviously, probably I've seen most of it in just clips. But when he's saying that serves you right for Muscat, is he saying it in a way of like, I'm being such a snide, or is he actually saying that? I'll tell you what, it's because of Muscat. That's like, the way he says it is like so like sincere to them, isn't it? Like, that's because of Muscat. That. That's just a great sort of, serves you right for Muscat. What a phrase. My question is, Sean, is that Chris Morgan in the team at that point?
Yeah.
Was he in the mix or?
I don't know who was in the mix. Paddy Kenny tells a story that he got headbutted and then he was about to react, but one of the Sheffield United like coaches held him back, like almost like pinned his arms behind his back to stop him attacking him, which led to then Danny Dicchio, who was playing for Millwall at the time, coming over with a plastic bottle and just whacking Paddy Kenny on the head. And that's as far as that's as far as the
like Nelly in form.
I was going to say, it sounds just like a PE lesson. This,
yeah, but this was real championship football. So I don't know, but in the team talk, I think on the Warnock documentary, when he's talking, I might be wrong, but when he's talking about getting a reaction, he says like, "We're not going to give him a reaction." I think he's looking at Chris Morgan almost as if to say,
apart from you,
you're going to be the one that is going to do it, so don't do it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but I don't think he was directly involved, surprisingly.
I think with it, it's yours. I know when you talk about boxing, they say someone's a proper fighting man. I think you're, I don't think anyone's is going to have as many proper fight men as yours. Does Dennis Wise, Danny Dicchio, Chris Morgan, Kevin Muscat. I think you're going to have the most fighting men in there, I reckon. Yeah.
It's just the whole narrative of the fight. It's just like, it's almost like the rope.
Wait till mine.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, on that note, Bob, do you want to...
No, we can't wait to watch yours, Bob.
I've only just finally decided on mine this second.
Is that where you went?
He went to have a fight.
With Mitchell. I'm going for a completely unserious one, unsurprisingly. And unsurprisingly, it features an Everton player. And it's not going to be one... Probably would have been your third pick for the one I may have mentioned. So I'm going to go back to 1999 to the Merseyside Derby. Probably picking the worst football fight ever, but possibly also the funniest. And I'm going to go for Sander Vesterveld against Franny Jeffers. Absolute classic handbags. Can't remember what it started over, but they basically started slapping each other through some of the worst digs ever, and they both got sent off for it. I think Liverpool ended up being down to 9 men at one stage. Just comedy gold, really. Looks like neither of them have ever had a fight in their life, and that's quite funny coming from me. But
what's your fight record?
Yeah, one. Or is it 0-1?
No, you definitely didn't draw.
Very, yeah.
I knew your record. I just wanted to hear you say.
To be fair, I think in boxing, the loss does come before the draw.
Yeah, that's why I changed my mind. So it's,
unless it's a no contest, maybe, I suppose.
Oh, no, it was definitely a contest. Actually, no, it wasn't a contest. such a severe defeat.
You know what, Bob? I think you're the only one out of us four that's actually had a fight, though, so...
How did you know this fight?
Because it was against the lad in the year below. And he got absolutely folded.
Why do you think I'm such a pacifist now, Kel?
I don't remember this.
I can't even remember what year it was, but it was. I had a big problemo very, very early on in proceedings.
Bob was in year 7 and the lad was still in primary school.
I was in reception. Can't even remember what I was talking about now.
Sorry, Franny Jeffers, go.
I don't really know if I can say anything else about it, because I'm sure all of our listeners will have seen it. I don't think I've, as always, I haven't prepared as well as Sean has for his spiel on his suggestion. I haven't gone for a good fight, I've just gone for possibly the second one that came to mind, but it's the funniest one. So that's me done, I think. I've just enhanced mine by outing myself as the biggest loser ever, apart from Mitchell.
I say Mitchell's is 0-8, I think so.
out of interest, Bob, when you said third on the list, what would the other two have been? Is one of them Gravesen and Rubinho?
Yes, that was second. And when you said fight, I thought it was originally like football violence, so it was just going to be the one-sided affair of Ferguson on Sharna. But was interpreting like fights being at least two people being involved in it. So that's why I settled on Franny Jeffers and Vesterveld. And there's probably multiple other ones involved in Big Dunk, but I thought that would have been far too obvious from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, was that the same derby where the last time we won at Anfield properly? Was that when Super Kev scored?
Yeah, and then Gerrard got sent off for a shocking challenge on him. Scumbag.
It's time to maybe, I don't know if we've mentioned Super Kev in passing, rest in peace. I don't know whether we've done a podcast since unfortunately he passed away, the king.
What a man.
Really sad. Okay, then, next up, Callum, do you want to give us yours?
Yeah, so obviously there's a few obvious ones, isn't there? Obviously the Dyer Bowyer one and a few other kind of big Premier League fights. Obviously some of the famous battles as well, Battle of Stamford Bridge, which has been mentioned on the podcast before. I'm going to go for a fight from a self-proclaimed hard man who Mitchell. I think it was only him who thought it was a fight. A man who called a journalist an ostrich in a press conference once, and who apparently broke a wolf's jaw having been surrounded by a pack of wolves on a walking holiday in Romania.
That sounds like something Jay Cartwright would say, that, doesn't
it? Yeah, I think it's his story, not anyone else's. Yeah, I don't think there are any other survivors. I'm going with the massive fight, which I'm sure he'd lead to believe, of Nigel Pearson against James McArthur, which I think was in 2015. James McArthur playing for Palace against Leicester. It's kind of battling for the ball down a touchline and kind of runs off the pitch into Nigel Pearson, obviously completely by accident. To which Nigel Pearson kind of bundles him to the ground, has him on the ground by the neck, and is like leaning over him with his hands on his neck and on his top, like as if he's like about to punch him. And like McArthur's looking up at him, thinking like, "What's this nutcase doing?" And for some reason, like Pearson won't get off him. Then he kind of finally gets off him, and McArthur's kind of laughing like awkwardly up at him, thinking like, "This is a joke, isn't it?" He's going to kind of smile in a minute, but he kind of doesn't until like the fourth official gets involved and picks him up. And McArthur's trying to get away. Nigel Pearson just keeps hold of his top. And McArthur just can't walk away. But yeah, I think Pearson would lead to believe that he won that one. And that's up there with the Wolves getting battered and intimidating journalists. So I'll go with one of the funnier kind of and bizarre moments for like a manager to do to a player whilst the game is going on. I'll go with the famous battle of Nigel Pearson versus James McArthur. But what a hard man.
What a weirdo.
Honestly, he's a weirdo.
He was that stuff with the ostrich. It's like,
that is iconic, though, isn't it?
It's great.
There's the other one where
he.
I was going to say, I always remember one about when he talks about, he's getting into it after the match, and Mike Dean's been the referee. And he's moaning about him, and the commentator says, "Have you been to see him?" And he goes, "Why would I go and see him? He's the most arrogant man I've ever met." It's just the way he says it. He's just so weird. Yeah,
it's like bizarre. It was a bizarre thing for a manager to do, but I think he obviously fancies himself, doesn't he? He's a bit of a scrapper and a bit of a
fighter. Probably is, to be fair, as well. And he's built I reckon he could. He could handle himself. Well, like myself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he does remind me a bit of you, to be fair, Sasha.
Yeah, he also played in that era, didn't he? Where, he were harder. Do you know what I mean?
That was kind of like a thing. But as you said with Warnock, Sean, obviously, he has became a kind of like a meme kind of figure with stuff like that. So I think he's just made funnier by the fact that when you watch it, and I don't know, McArthur, I think he's thinking, what is he doing? This guy, he's absolutely just weird.
Probably cacked himself as well,
Yeah, but you can see him kind of smile and laugh, waiting for peace. And I think it's break character. He kind of just doesn't.
But that's the thing. I always think so about footballers. I'm always they do me anything when they square up to each other, because you think they all know no one's going to do anything.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
But I reckon in that moment, he probably thought, if anyone is going to do something,
it might be
it's Pearson. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's because he's an absolute nutcase.
Loose cannon.
Yeah, Fruit Loop.
Yeah. I think there's a bit of a theme for mad managers, because it's just come to me about that Alan Pardew one.
Yeah, I
was just going to bring that up, because there was that Japanese Newcastle fan in the news, and he said he supports Newcastle's Alan Pardew headbutted. Who was it?
David Myler, wasn't it?
Yeah.
there's that great one. Is it John Sitton?
You can bring your dinner.
You can pair up both of you. that could have been one of the better fights, I think.
I always remember that Sitting. He was on TalkSport. He came on TalkSport. He was on with Johnny Vaughan, and he basically is then trying to fight with them on the internet. He's they make a joke, and he starts as if they're laughing at him, and he's saying, "You posh boys shouldn't be in football." He's obviously an absolute nutter, but you miss characters like that in the game. You don't get them like that anymore.
You don't.
Right then, another good suggestion there, so I'll finish off. I think I've gone a bit more route one than the rest of the lads, and I think the way Bob would always pick any excuse to pick an Everton player, any excuse to pick a Diego moment for me is the same sort of thing. So I'm going to pick the famous or infamous brawl between Barcelona and Athletic Club in the 1984 Copa del Rey final, also 40 years since that as well, so reasonably topical. For anyone who hasn't seen it, I would implore you to go and watch it, but basically the context to it, Bilbao, one of the best teams in the league, I think they were on the way to winning the second title in a row, they won the double that year. Barcelona, obviously, as always, would have been up there. They had the best player in the world, Diego Maradona, And when they played each other the year before, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the fella's name, but he was nicknamed the Butcher of Bilbao, and he broke Maradona's leg in a terrible tackle by all accounts. So when they came to play each other in the cup final at Madrid's ground, the Bernabeu, there wasn't much love lost between them. And basically throughout the game, the kick and lumps out of Diego, recently back from his ankle injury. And at the end, basically it just kicks off. And I think if you see the video, there's just really one video you see with it, just seems like all hell breaking loose all around, a massive brawl. And basically Maradona putting someone to the ground and kneeing him in the head, which, again, it's sort of scenes you don't want to see, but also scenes you absolutely do want to see, because that fella, I don't know how long he was asleep for, but like, it's absolutely brutal what Maradona does. And then he goes for someone else. And by all accounts, it was just hit Maradona and Schuster, who was the other loose cannon at Barcelona at the time, going around trying to kung fu kick anyone they could see. Riot police had to come on the pitch to stop it. It was, you know, I think the Bilbao fans in the ground were baying for blood. And I think just one of them things, you always see that video popping up every now and again, an absolute mad one. I think Maradona was banned for 3 months. I don't think he ended up serving it, because he ended up leaving Barca for Napoli. He had to go to the king and apologise to the king, because I'd seen in the Copa del Rey, it's like the king's cup. So he had to go to the palace to apologise. Yeah, I just think one of the most famous, more of it, I suppose all of everyone else was more of just there. Fight or something. This is like a brawl, isn't it? So it maybe could have been in a separate one, but yeah, most famous for me. And again, just another reason that makes you love Diego, a lad born up from like the slums in Buenos Aires, defending himself and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, that's gonna be my nomination. Any thoughts?
I love the video with that and the kit. The kit are just iconic, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
And just the kicks flying around everywhere. It's like a game of Tekken, isn't it? It's so good.
Yeah, it's not messing around with punches, are they? Like, Diego's just like, booting whatever he can see.
Flying in.
The lad the fella he knees in the face, Tosh, is that the Butcher? Is that him?
No, he wouldn't go near him.
Oh, why? Was he actually scarier?
I think he is. It's like his
name. Actually a Butcher.
Like Kevin Muscat, is that one?
He's got a name. It's like a G, and it's no like when people who are from the Basque region, they have like an X in the name, and it's like the way you pronounce that. I don't know how you pronounce that. Like, I think it's like a ch, it's like Goichke or something like that. But funnily enough, I think Maradona later on in his career, I've read Diego's book years and years ago. I've read that a few times. When Maradona had another serious injury, that good lad actually came to visit him in the hospital. Like, I don't know where they got the injury, somewhere like local or something, but he actually came to see us. They ended up being friends. But no, I think I did write it down before. I didn't write it down. I think the lad's name who he knees in the head might have been Nunes, but I don't know who that is. But I don't think he did well out of it anyway.
Yeah, doesn't sound it, to be fair.
But yeah, as I say, anyone who hasn't seen it, you need to go and see that clip, like, to be fair. Anyone, any other thoughts?
I mean, I think yours has got added kind of like important because it's Maradona, isn't it? Like,
that's true.
You think about like all our fights, like mine involved Paddy Kenny. Do you know what I mean? You're like, who cares? But like when you have like big name players, that's why like I think like that Kieran Dyer, Lee Bowie one, even though they're not massive at the time, he was in the England squad, weren't he? And like that felt, I mean, when I was a kid, that felt massive.
But Bowie had a reputation as well, didn't he? That's like Bowie, like, yeah, he's been in trouble for
him, didn't he? Yeah, after the lead stuff.
No, that is right. You are interested. The poll is going to be so far. It's going to be Paddy Kenny, Francis Jeffers, James MacArthur / Maradona. So, yeah, illustrious company for them. Right then, any other thoughts before we sum up?
Are there any?
How many times are you trying to get Diego on the island? Do you think, Tosh?
Is he on yet? No.
No, I don't think he won the one. I think I've only picked him once or twice.
How have you?
Once for, yeah, and they've both been like in negative sense as well. One of them was like his failed comeback for the World Cup and he got done. So, he'll get there. I think Maradona as well. I read a book about him at the start of the year as well. He had plenty of other fights. He had a fight with his manager a couple of times, like when he punched him and things like that. He was a rough and ready character. He's a proper fighting man.
Or does he just know he's too good and too famous that nothing can happen?
No, he's a scrapper.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Scrappy dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Again, they call it in Argentina, it's called like L. I'm not, my Spanish is LP, like PIBE. It's like Maradona's a stereotype, no, the little fella from the fights for the life and all that sort of thing. And like Tevez is another perfect example, that sort of like scrappy do sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, easy. You can fight, Sean. Don't you worry about that. I know.
Classic anti establishment rogue. Street smart and full of guile. So that is Maradona down to a T, that isn't it?
I get it. That's what
they call it. After the offer.
Yeah.
Full of guile.
Yeah.
Mitchell is one of them as well, isn't he?
I think mine is just El Scheitberg, but.
Right then. And obviously, as we said, the obvious one or the link for this week was Bremner and Keegan's one. I'd also encourage watching that one because that was a classic of the old day. But also mentioning the Damn United as well, which Callum's already alluded to in another podcast, so go back and listen to that. Right then, let's quickly go through the suggestions then. Bob's was Vesterveld versus Jeffers in the Merseyside Derby. Sean was Muscat versus Kenny. Callum Pearson sort of versus MacArthur, and I was picking Diego versus Athletic Club. So, as we've already mentioned, if you can get over to our socials, particularly X, to vote on the poll, and the winner of the poll will be sent to the island, but also we're going to this year involve a little extra bonus for the person who wins the poll, which we'll reveal next week. So get yourself over to X and put your vote in, please. Right then, over to Sean for our featured game of this week.
So for anyone who is new to the podcast, this is our main game, or I don't know if the right word is titular game. It's quite a good word.
Headline
game. It's called Keeping Up Appearances. And basically we choose three games from this upcoming weekend. We put them into a wheel and we spin them. Whichever one selected, that becomes our focus game, in which we then get a random number. So whichever number we get, we have to find a player who's played for either of the teams in the game that many times. So for example, if it were Everton against Brighton and we spun the number 162, we've then got to think of a player who's played close to 162 games for either Everton or Brighton. Hopefully that makes sense. If it doesn't, you'll pick it up anyway. So we've decided this week to go for three promoted teams. So kind of linking into our game of keeping up appearances. So we've got Leicester against Spurs. We've got Ipswich, Liverpool and Southampton, who are away to Newcastle. Let's spin the wheel.
One journey, that.
I know, yeah. It'd be grim, that, wouldn't it?
First game of the season, be arsed.
And our game is Leicester Spurs. Yeah. Any brief thoughts on the game?
Tottenham haven't had the best of pre-seasons, it doesn't look like. I think they were beat by Bayern, was it 3-1 at the weekend? And I think the Tottenham fans don't seem to be best pleased with how they played defensively. And a team coming up like Leicester will want to make a big impact. I think Leicester at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll want to win that game, or it'll be a big one for them.
Good point.
I don't know if they are.
Oh,
well, but they'll still want to win the game.
I reckon they might want to win it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know though.
They might aim for 3 points in that game.
I think Tottenham won't want to lose that game unless they will want to win it. Or they might draw.
Would both teams take a draw then? That's the question.
Both teams would want to win though.
But we know they can't, Bob. And just for anyone who's listening, they actually both can't. Just for anyone who's listening for the first time.
Yeah. Like Michael Owen.
Anyone want to explain the rules of football? Is this anyone's first, isn't
it? I think Leicester have had a bit of a disappointing pre-season, aren't they? I think they're sort of, a lot of fans are worried they're bound by the PSR stuff. And I don't think they've been out spending a lot and doing a lot. So I think there's both. But obviously Tottenham just signed Solanke as well, haven't they? Which I do think is quite a good signing. I think
big money, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think it's their record signing ever, I think, maybe.
Is it?
I don't know. I think I heard that, yeah. But I think I thought he was great last year. I think it's a good signing. I think because they were talking about Tony, weren't they? And I prefer Solanke, I think. So But yeah, no, I enjoyed last year. I had Tottenham as my team to watch, and I really enjoyed Ange's team. And I think Callum's right. They obviously do concede, they were conceding a lot of goals and a lot of silly goals. But I think the one thing you know about an Ange team from his Celtic days in this, I think they're going to be exciting to watch. They're going to go for it. But yeah, don't know too much about Leicester. Obviously started last year great, sort of stumbled over the line, and now I've lost the manager. So be interested to see. When did Cooper go there? Is Cooper the manager? Yeah, Cooper. Again, yeah, I think a lot of Forest fans liked Cooper, and Cooper's done a good job. He did England history as well at like the under 20s or something like that. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do. Should we do a score prediction or?
Yeah, go on.
I will go 1-3.
I'll go 2-0 Tottenham.
Did we establish that Leicester were at home, by the way?
No.
I wasn't going to say that, so Tosh is going to look like an idiot now.
Well, I know. I actually think it's going to be 1-3 regardless of who's at home. So.
Let's see.
I'll go 3-2 Tottenham.
I will go 4-1 Tottenham.
Bold. Solanke hat-trick.
All of my scores in the book are written as away wins there, so I'm counting myself as that as well.
Leicester are away. No, sorry. Leicester are at home.
And are they trying to win or?
Did they want to win? I was going to say that.
Did they say that on their thing? No. Maybe that's what happened in pre-season. Maybe that's the idea that they just didn't want to win enough. Sean, get a number, please.
Okay. Right, so it's now time to get our number. So, just like last season, when we do our league games, our parameters are between 50 and 450 appearances. So, let's see what number we're playing with today. And it is a nice round, 130. 130 for Leicester or Spurs. Now, that means our rule is, our unofficial rule that we've adopted is, if it's under 100, you can't have current players. So obviously, today we can, which plays into Callum's hands. Our scoring system is same as last year. We tried something different in the Euros, but we're going to stick with it. Our winner, person who's the closest, gets 4 points. Second gets 3, and so on and so on. So, let's see. Anyone got a song of the week?
Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy.
Is that the theme? What about it? Is it Reunited by, is that Peaches and Herb?
Josh, can you move that away just a little bit?
Sorry, keep just putting it down.
He's going to do the Come On England video in a minute.
He did that before.
Did he? Ah, oh,
me and Callum did. So are we going with that then?
Is there something about fighting?
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Oh, Beastie Boys, you got to fight for your right to party.
Oh, you got to fight for this love.
Oh, there's the best one.
Sheryl Cole.
Or fight. Or
yeah, we're not doing his song anymore, Bob. Despite you trying to get on every week.
Oh, no, it's safe to use Lee Tosh.
That is the song of the week. That's the song of every week.
Right. Are we going with Sheryl then?
No, Ashley Cole.
No, we're not. We'll meet in the middle. Everyone go and listen to Sheryl Cole, Fight for This Love.
God's sake.
And Smile by Lily Allen. Ashley Cole version.
I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, I'm ready as well.
I think I am, as long as I've got two spares. That's what I'm watching. I think they're rubbish, so I'd prefer to go with Leicester one. Do we say that if Bob gets two, he has to go last, or?
Fine with me. I've got a few, so if someone takes one of them, I've got other options as well.
Okay.
Callum, are you checking and reading as well? It can be your job this year.
What am I doing?
Reading them out. Do you want to go first then, Callum? You're doing the scores.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I was flitting between a few players really on both sides. I had a couple of current Tottenham players in mind, but I just don't think they will have been enough. A couple of Leicester players of recent years. One, I don't think anyone else is going for him. I won't mention him, but I think he'll be too high. So I was trying to think of, I suppose, big name Tottenham players of the past. And with Tottenham being a bit of a selling club with the big players at times, I'll go with Luka Modric, hoping that he probably had a couple of great seasons and then went. So yeah, I'll go for Luka Modric. I think he'll probably be high, but maybe not too high. Yeah, I'll go with Luka Modric.
Feels like a good shout. Would have been there about 3-4, wouldn't he? I reckon. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I think he's probably played every game. Is the thing, but yeah, we'll see.
I'll go next. I was struggling, actually. I really struggled. I've got a few Spurs names and I won't say them, but I actually think they were that bad no one else will say them. So I'm going to go for a Leicester player who's of this summer no longer a Leicester player. Keenan Dewsbury Hall. He just fit the criteria of him. He's one of them, though. Obviously, he seemed to burst through about 2-3 years ago. And it was obviously very good yet last year in the Championship. I'm hoping he played about 50 games in the Championship and then maybe made another 50-odd in the season or two before, because that was when I've been away from him. But I don't know if he's been one of them. He's been around for ages, coming off the bench before I'd heard him. But yeah, just gone to Chelsea. I think, yeah, I'd be surprised if he's made like much less than 100. But I reckon he'd be on the lower side. But yeah, that's my... Keenan Dewsbury Hall's my guess. He wasn't the one you were thinking of, Sean, was it?
No.
Do you want to go, Sean? Or
yeah, go on. So I had quite a few names written down, but I'm not sure on any of them. I'm going to punt on a Leicester player only because I don't know. I've got this Leicester era, the late 90s Leicester, in my head. But I've got two players, both of them very well known players, and I have no idea how long they were at Leicester for. But I'm banking on if it was 2-3 years. I don't know. Maybe it might be nearly 100. That's what I'm thinking of. So I'm going to go for Neil Lennon.
I just thought you were going for Savage there.
Oh no, I've only done Savage, I think. Yeah. So I don't know whether that was for Blackburn or Birmingham or Leicester. I don't know. Can't remember. Anyway.
Narrows it down.
Yeah, Neil Lennon. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got no idea if that one. No idea how long he was there. Again, he can't have been there ridiculously long, can he? But
that's what I'm thinking, just a handful of years. I remember him as like a Premier League player, so he must have been there.
Yeah. Well, Shearer stamped on him, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
It was all like a big thing. Shearer stamp on his head?
I can't remember.
And there was one of them ones where he reckoned Shearer didn't get banned because he was England captain.
Oh, really?
Everyone
yeah.
was up on arms, so he didn't get banned. But I'm sure it's been on his head. Yeah. Only him and Steve.
Should have been one of the scraps.
It'd be worse if it wasn't during a game, wouldn't it?
No, because I was thinking, was it? Because I remember John Arton and Ayle Berkovic.
Oh, yeah. That was a good scrap. A good one. Should have gone for that.
In the head, yeah. That was it training.
There's a baller for you, Berkovic. See if we can find the clip of it while waiting for Bob's go.
I had quite a few Leicester players. I originally was going to go for the Everton link with Damari Gray, but couldn't really place how many games he will have played for Leicester because he was quite young at the time and wasn't first on the team sheet, and I can't even remember how long he was there. For Tottenham, I was going to go for someone who now plays for Leicester in Harry Winks, because he probably had a couple of decent seasons in the starting lineup, but may not have had enough years for it. I'm going to go for Leicester player who was famous for having a third lung. Ran his socks off every single game. Shinji Okazaki.
What a shout that is. He was great, him.
He was great, wasn't he?
Underrated, well, not underrated by Leicester fans, but in that title running, he was so good, wasn't he? Yeah.
And probably had 3 years of playing every single game and probably played in a load of the cup games and European run as well. So
Just shows you the master, Bob, because they all sounded pretty good, I thought. That's why he's the man to beat. I had the ones, do you want to give some honourable mentions while Callum's totting up? And you have anyone, Sean, you mentioned it. Did you mention yours?
No. The other Leicester one was Emil Heskey.
Probably more, you'd guess.
Do you think, yeah?
I don't know.
I can't, but because I...
What do you mean, my final two, Cal?
Oh, yeah, Bob, you get two guesses.
Sorry.
You guess
it, I'll say Okazaki for Leicester and Harry Winks for Tottenham, then. I forgot about that, sorry.
Cool, and he gets just the closest one.
Yeah. Best guess, yeah. Yeah, that was my main one. But I just couldn't remember. I remember he was quite young when he went to Liverpool, so I don't know, will he have played three or four seasons at Leicester?
Or
did he just do enough in two, do you know what I mean, to get a move?
Did he start at Leicester, yeah?
I think so, yeah. Is he from Leicester, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
He's got like that Midlands accent, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's played for them all as well, hasn't he? Villa.
Yeah, it's true. I was going to say, like, was he that young when he joined Liverpool? I suppose he was there for a good while and he still played for loads afterwards, didn't he? So he probably was very young.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, no, maybe he was. Less than I'd have thought more, to be honest, before that. I was struggling. I was thinking, I thought Muzzy is it for Leicester, but I thought he'd definitely be more. But I just love the name more, Muzzy. Yeah. And then all I could think of was for Spurs. I thought that, I was trying to think recently, maybe that Emerson Royale seems to have been there about 3 years.
Yeah.
And then I had Van der Vaart, which is probably too short as well. But in my head, he had about 2 or 3 years.
I thought Hjulbjerg, but I couldn't think of what his first name is.
Pierre-Emile or something like that.
Could have had two Emiles there.
Where's he just gone to? He's left,
Marseille,
hasn't he?
Marseille, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone's at Marseille these days, aren't they?
Yeah.
Scumbags.
Yeah.
Joey Barton as well, he went there.
Oh, we did.
And Chris Waddle.
Out there's a man who can't say the word penalty.
Can't take one either.
Right. So we had two very good... I'll do that again.
Yeah.
So we had two very good guesses that were in... Well, under 10 away, we had one, I suppose, medium away guess, and then one a bit further than that. In fourth place, being 53 away with a score of 183, was Sean with Neil Lennon.
He played that much, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that one.
Yeah, me too.
I'm surprised Sean's bottom, to be fair. That is a surprise.
Because you didn't want to win, Sean.
Yeah, I didn't want to win. You're right.
Start as you mean to go on.
Yeah.
Then in second place, with a score of 160, so 30 out, was me. Carl with Luka Modric. He played 160 times for Tottenham. So we have the big two. It's definitely a repeat of last season as things go. We have one player who was on 129 appearances and one player who was on 137 appearances. Two very, very good shouts. And the winner on 129 appearances for Leicester is a player who's just moved to Chelsea. It was
Hall,
129. Okazaki got 137 appearances for Leicester. Bob's second guess was actually the worst guess.
Really?
Harry Winks, 203.
Get in.
So, you would have actually been closer had you have said him for Leicester.
Get in.
But not by many, but yeah. Close for Denver Leicester, I think.
Stop the count, as Donald Trump would say.
I might be wrong.
You're in here.
But yeah, so Tosh wins 4 points. 3 points go to Bob, 2 points to me, and 1 point to Sean.
I won't move off top spot all year now. I'll be surprised.
See how you go. Bob will be back with a vengeance fighting next talk. Week. It is fighting
talk. I'll be getting two guesses next week as well. Just think of that.
I've just checked Heskey. He was actually worse.
Really?
Yeah, he's there 6 years.
Oh, God.
I know.
So, thanks for tuning in to our first episode of the 24-25 season. We hope that you enjoy the first weekend of Premier League football. As we said at the beginning, please do check our socials. We appreciate the support. Tell your friends to listen to the podcast.
Don't have any.
If you can. All our friends already listen to it, I think. But yeah, if you can, please share far and wide. A great start by Tosh in keeping up appearances. Bob nearly managed two victories in one episode with his keeping up appearances and keeping up appearances, but Tosh just pipped him at the post. Well done to him. We'll see you next week.
Like we were never away.